Assalamu alaikum. We are recording the Arabic class. Okay. The noun sentence is made of what? Who can tell me? The noun sentences are made of what? Huh? Who can tell me?
Noun sentences, guys.
Object, predicate.
It starts with a noun. The noun sentence. No, I caught you talking now. Over here. Over here. She can ask me questions. The noun sentence is made of two. Subject. Huh? Subject and predicate. So, the noun sentence starts with a noun. The noun sentence starts with what? Noun. And this noun is the subject. This noun is what?
The subject.
So rule, the noun sentence starts with?
Subject.
Noun. And this noun is the subject. Subject in a noun sentence is called mubtada. It's called what?
Mubtada.
The reason it's called mubtada, because it is first. This is the directions. We're using this direction so that we know what you're doing. Last, khabar. Okay. So, the first thing is called the mubtada because it comes at the beginning. Remember, beginning means mubtada, right? Khabar is called khabar because it is news about the noun that comes in the first. Okay. So, remember the rule. Noun sentences start with? Start with noun. And this noun is called?
Subject.
In Arabic?
Mubtada.
And then the second part that comes after the noun is called?
Khabar.
Which is predicate. Khabar means news about or information about a mubtada. You got it?
I got it.
So for example, Layla, huh? Layla, tanam.
Layla,
tanam. So the subject is Layla, and the khabar, the news is tanam. You got this part right? Now, the verb sentence starts with verb either or. Verb plus subject plus object. Or the second kind. Yes.
Oh, you can also turn in homework late and we'll accept it and we'll put it in.
No, but these ones I didn't get credit for.
Hold on to them and then we'll see.
How do you know that?
Because I checked the report card and I have all your.
So the ones that just give them back to me and make sure.
One of them's a quiz. This one's a quiz. There's another one.
You have your name on them?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Okay, so these are not recorded, right?
None of them are.
So, the verb sentence, okay, have two forms. Either verb plus object plus subject. Okay. So, the verb sentence starts with a verb. The verb sentence starts with a verb. So, we have two forms for verb sentences. Okay? It starts with a verb all the time. So, when the verb sentence must start with what?
A verb.
A verb. Then, after this verb comes subject and object, or the other way around, object and subject. Give you example. Give you an example. Akala, akalat, akalat, Dima, right? Mm-hmm. Akalat Dima, at-tuffaha. Akalat Dima, at-tuffaha. Akalat is what? Verb, noun. What is akalat?
Verb.
Verb, which means?
Eight.
Which means eight. Dima, we know. Her name. So that's a noun. So that's a subject. This is subject. Right? So who's the one that ate? Who's the one that ate the apple? Dima. So Dima is the what? Is the subject. She's the one is the subject. And then it tufaha, apple. Apple is an object. Got it? Do you understand this? So a verb sentence will always start with
a verb.
Right. And right after this verb, subject or object. So you can go into this sequence, subject, then object, or object plus subject. Right? Right, girls? Okay. Let's learn. That.
Why don't you just say no?
Oh my god.
No. You guys, if you don't understand the concept, raise your hand.
We should say it the way around.
Therefore, everybody understands the concept. Continue.
Okay. And then, the verb, comes after the verb subject. Subject comes after the verb, followed by the object. Or you can switch object and subject. So it can go with verb, object, subject. So when we say akalat dima tufaha, that's correct. Or akalat tufaha dima, that's correct. Right? You understand? Okay. Now, the verb i'rab depends on the tense, according to this sheet right here. Tells me that the i'rab of the verb depends on the what? Depends on the tense.
Depends on the tense, correct.
You got it? And then we will learn about that later on. But now, this depends on tense.
Okay. Did you see my homework? I didn't need to
ask him. Get your homework?
Someone see my homework. I got it. Oh, my name. Sorry.
Okay? Do you look at the tree on the bottom? Tree on the bottom? Where's the other one?
This one.
Where's three? You give her only two.
No, wait, you're holding mine.
Oh, sorry.
Do you need another one?
No. That's it. Okay?
I have three copies.
Okay. So let's look at this page and understand what's in this page. This page is going to be a very nice cheating sheet that stays with you. Okay? On the top, it says what?
Types of sentences.
How can you tell? This is the first column. The second column is how can you tell if the if it's a verb sentence or noun sentence?
Oh, verb sentences start with a verb and noun sentences start with a noun.
Perfect. Now, what are the components of a noun sentence? Let's look at row number three, the last row here. It says that the noun sentence is made of, actually row number two, column two. It shows that the noun sentence is made of what?
Subject plus predicate.
Subject, which is mubtada, and predicate, which is?
Khabar.
You got that part? Okay.
So what's predicate?
Khabar.
What's subject?
Mubtada. Oh, yeah.
Focus here.
Mubtada.
And then, on the very bottom, it's called verb sentence, and it's composed of verb, subject, object, or verb, object, subject. Verb is verb. Object is maf'ul bihi. Subject is fa'il. So, fa'il maf'ul bihi, which is what? No.
Fa'il is verb, fa'il is subject, and
maf'ul bihi.
The last one is object.
The last one is object. Is it always the same? Is it the last one always object?
No, the second one can be object too.
Exactly. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, subject in the noun sentence is mubtada, and subject in a verb sentence is fa'il.
It's fa'il, yes.
Why is subject two different words?
I'm trying to get it from English language.
Oh.
So in the English language, you have subject. Actually, in the English language, we don't have a noun sentence. Every sentence has a verb. And if it doesn't have a verb, then you use what?
Well,
verb to be, right?
Well, English doesn't have verb sentences because we don't conjugate our verbs to represent our subjects, if that makes sense.
So that means every sentence has to have a noun and a verb, basically.
Yeah, if there's no verb, then you use is, are, have, you know, these verb to be. In Arabic, we don't need them. I say, for example, I say, Muhammad is short. Muhammad is short.
That's what I was thinking. Muhammad okay. is short. I think
in the Arabic, who knows how to say Muhammad is short in Arabic?
Muhammad, or in Spanish, Muhammad.
Short means?
Alto.
Huh? Qasir. Short means qasir.
Qasir.
So, do we say Muhammad is qasir? No. Muhammad is qasir? No. Why? Because I don't need this is. So I say Muhammad qasir. In the English, I say Muhammad is qasir. You got it?
Oh.
So, if a sentence in English language doesn't have a verb, they put a verb, is or are or whatever it's called verb to be. Now, you notice that the i'rab of the verb depends on what? I'm looking now to the tree on the bottom. The i'rab of the verb depends on what? Huh? Depends on what? Depends on the tense. Depends on the tense. Okay? It's enough to know this for now, and then we're going to visit it again.
I thought you were talking.
Now, let's look at the very... Now, let's look at this example. Let's look at the example on the board. Let's look at the example of the board.
Okay.
Dima is a noun. Tufaha is noun. Okay? How do I tell which one is object, which one is subject?
Subject is the person or place or thing, and the object is like what they are acting upon.
Yes, but how can I tell? If I reverse, like I give you another example. If I say daraba means hit, Muhammadun Ahmada. Ahmadan.
Ahmad hit Muhammad? No.
Muhammad hit Ahmad. Okay. So which one is the verb?
Daraba.
Muhammad daraba.
Daraba.
Okay. Now where is the subject?
Muhammad.
Muhammadun. And where is the object?
Ahmadun.
Ahmadun. Now I'm going to put it in the other form, which is daraba Ahmadun Ahmadan Muhammadun. Look at this. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Both of them are correct. However, there's a confusion here. Which one hits which one?
Muhammad hits Ahmed.
So...
Because that one has an
un
and that one has an
and. Oh, yeah, you got it, but hold on. So which one is the verb? How can we tell the verb? Okay, I'm sorry, how can we tell the subject? Because look at the rule. Look at the rule here. Subject is at the very last column in this chart. Subject is what? Huh? مرفوع منصوب مجزوم مجرور. What is subject? What is the إعراب of the subject?
مرفوع.
And what is the إعراب of the object?
مجرور.
Wrong.
No, منصوب.
منصوب. Do you see this in the chart? Do you see it in the chart?
It says منصوب and مرفوع.
You see it in the chart, right? Right, Dima? You see that in the chart? That the subject is marfu and the object is mansub. Here. This column here. Okay. So, the subject is marfu. How do I make Muhammad marfu? Huh? By adding the dhamma. And how do I make Ahmed mansub by adding the fatha? You got it? And at the end of the class, I'm going to tell you when do you use Ahmada or Ahmadan? When do you use Muhammadun or Muhammadu? I'm going to tell you when to use which one. But for now, when I say daraba أحمدًا محمدٌ, basically, I know who is the subject, what is the verb, huh? What's the verb? ضرب. The verb is? ضرب. What is the subject?
محمدٌ.
محمدٌ أحمدًا. The object is أحمدًا. So, the only way I can know which one is subject, which one is object, is by looking at the what?
Harakat.
This is, or i'rab, not the harakat, i'rab. This is marfu' bil-dhamma. Marfu' bil-dhamma. How do I know it's marfu' bil-dhamma? Look at this table on the bottom. Look at this table on the bottom. Look at this table on the bottom. Do you have this table? Okay.
Oh,
all right.
The other one.
So, okay. How do you make i'rab to singular? How do you make i'rab to singular? The very last row. It says singular nouns, singular nouns, مرفوع بالضمة. So you can find, yeah, you know, here you find the count, okay, and here, okay, so it's مرفوع بالضمة and منصوب بالكسرة, right?
Yeah.
المجرور بالكسرة, المرفوع بالضمة, منصوب بالفتحة. So, from that table, I can tell, can you point at this? That the information that tells me that singular names are مرفوع بالضمة. So, here is singular names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here is مرفوع. Mm-hmm. So it becomes what?
That word.
مرفوع بالضمة.
Mm-hmm.
بالضمة. Okay. Can you show it to me?
Ooh, مرفوع singular. ضمة.
So you have two fingers, right? You have two fingers. You have one finger in each, like, sorry. You use your fingers this way. The row shows the type and the columns show the grammar. So, التفاحة here. I want to make the تفاحة object. Let's start with this. Do I want to make Dima object or subject?
You want to make Dima the object.
No. No. The subject. So. Okay. So I say, أكل ديمة التفاحة. Now question. Why not التفاحة?
Oh, because apple is singular.
No. Because any noun starts with alif lam doesn't have tanween.
Oh.
Got it? You understand? Any noun that has alif lam at the beginning, huh? Doesn't have a what? Tanween. That's right. So, here, ديم أكلت التفاحة ديمًا. 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 Okay? So this is the singular. Now, we know now for singular nouns, مرفوع is ضمة, منصوب is كسرة. Can you show me منصوب in single nouns?
منصوب is actually
singular. منصوب in singular.
فتحة.
Can you show it to me? فتحة. That's right. Can you show it to me? منصوب. This singular name, and here Mansoob, so is what?
Fatha.
So that's right, Fatha. Can you show it to me? In this sheet here. Show me that the Mansoob is Fatha. For singular name. Singular noun. Here is Mansoob.
Oh, I remember that. I had to make
it's
a fatha. Poster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still have the poster?
Yes.
Maybe one day we'll bring it in.
Can you show? Okay, let me show you this.
It would be this one, right?
This one, yeah. So, I'm just trying to her to show that this is singular name and this is mansoob. So, mansoob bil fatha. Got it? Do you understand this very well? Okay. Now, let me come here. Yanis, here. Hmm? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Not yet. Yes. Your name is Yes. Okay.
So these, what's going on here?
What is it?
Right here. Are you wearing your reading glasses?
Yeah. Ar-Rajul, huh? Raqiq.
Yeah.
No,
I'm a crack. I'm so white.
My
lips are all dry.
So, why
do
you
look so crack?
Okay, I can
I'm
look at
the
this.
I'm out of the mix. Okay. I need some Vaseline.
Okay. Let's say. Let's use a different example. So, if this example clear for you? Now, why did I put tanween here, not just one dhamma? Because, huh?
It doesn't
start with alif lam. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And why here I put tanween instead of kasra or fatha? Because it does not start with alif lam. However, tuffahata starts with what? Alif lam. Can I say tuffahatan? No. If you say tuffahatan, it's fine. But at-tuffahatan is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't have tanween unless... Huh?
You cannot have tanween unless it's alif lam. Unless it's not alif lam.
Not alif lam. That's right. Okay. Other examples. Like, let's go here, page 3. Let's do another example. Okay? Akala... الولد التفاحتان or أكل التفاح أكل الولد okay the boy ate the two apples the boy ate the what
two apples
Let's look at this. Is this a verb sentence or a noun sentence? It's a verb sentence. When it's verb sentence, we go to the...
Okay.
Now, akala, I'm not going to talk about the irab of akala now. I'm not going to talk about the irab of the verb. Okay? I'm going to talk about, okay, how to do irab for subject, which is fa'il, and object, which is maf'ul bih. So, now, who would you think that ate? The apple ate the boy, or the boy ate the apple?
Boy ate the apple.
So, al-waladu is what? Fa'il or maf'ul bihi? No. Maf'ul bihi means predicate. Okay. Al-walad is the subject, which is what? Fa'il. Okay. So,
for fa'il,
okay, look at the table I just showed you, and tell me, show me that fa'il mansub, fa'il marfu', okay, marfu' by what? Show me marfu' by what? Marfu' and the mark of marfu' is what? What is the tashkil of marfu'? Huh? So the column, the row, first row, tells you that we're dealing with, or actually the last row tells you that we are dealing with singular. The last row is singular. The last row is what?
Singular.
And...
That is homework that is late or marked wrong can be turned in with 6 mistakes for full credit.
Okay, show me here. Show me for personal. I'm sorry, for singular, which is mufrad. What would be the tashkil?
Huh?
Mufrad marfu'. Mufrad marfu'. So mufrad marfu'. What? The table.
For the verb.
For the table.
Yeah, for the verb, which
one? No, for the subject. So, show me where is the singular marfu'. That's right. Show me the singular marfu'.
Of the marfu'.
Yeah. Show me, okay. Good. So, al-waladu is going to be dhamma. الولد is ضمّة. Okay. Can I say الولد? Can I say الولد? No. Why not? Dima. Why not? Can't I say الولد?
Because you don't want to.
It's
al. Perfect.
So that means it's only one boy.
One ضمّة. So you don't say الولد. If you say الولد. Is you say الولدون? It is wrong. How about أكل ولد التفاحتان؟ أكل ولد التفاحات. So this one is تنوين. How come ولد here is تنوين but ولد here is ضمة only? Huh? Why? It's not here. It's Dhamma. Here it's Tanween. Huh?
Because there's the Alif Lam.
Because of Alif Lam. Okay? Because of Alif Lam. Good. MashaAllah. So, now. At-tufahatan.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's multiple tufaha.
Huh?
Have a girl, hey man, just stand up and take a picture of the board from close up. Jesus Christ.
So, التفاحتان, is it subject or object? التفاحتان is object, right?
Yeah.
Is it singular name or double name or plural?
It's plural.
It's plural, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Because you said tufahat, right?
No,
it's not. What did you say?
التفاحتان. Is single,
singular.
Double, or plural? Double, which means what?
Two
what?
Two apples.
You got it? So tufahan, is it single, double, or plural?
Double.
Tufahatan? Double. Good. Look at the table.
Yeah.
Look at the table.
Yeah.
Show me marfu' for double. Show me marfu' for double.
Here's a double. So
no, here. Muthanna. Show me marfu' of muthanna. Alif, right? Show me marfu' of muthanna.
I showed it to you, right?
That's right, yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. For double, perfect. Now, so.
Good job.
So, is it tufahatan? Correct? Is it tufahatan correct? Huh? At-tufahatan, is it correct?
It's double. It's two apples.
Huh? At-tufahatan, is it correct?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you said it's because it works. It's double and it's...
Okay.
It's double and
double?
Wait, can you read the sentence? Read the sentence. It says...
أكل ولد التفاحتان.
So the boy eats two apples.
Yes, but is it التفاحتان? Correct? Okay. Show me double منصوب.
Double منصوب.
منصوب.
Right here.
Double منصوب.
Double. Is it?
Like you one year older than
this.
Right?
Or is
the yes,
right?
The one here.
What grade are you?
Eighth grade. Show me double mansoob. Show me double mansoob.
Oh, double mansoob. I'm looking. Double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show me double mansoob here.
Yeah.
All right. So you have it here? Okay. So double mansoob is yeah. So that means that this one is wrong. What is the correct one? Huh? What's the correct one? It's mansoob bil ya. So the correct one will be at-tufahataini.
That's what I said. Right?
I don't remember. Okay, you got the trick? So, التفاحتيني منصوب. It's a double noun, so it is? منصوب. It's a double noun, so it's what?
منصوب.
Okay. So, منصوب, mark, you mark mansub with ya. The mark of mansub is ya.
Mansub is
ya. Got it? Okay. Same thing here. Tufahatan is wrong. It is tufahataini. You got this part? Okay. I am going to give you another example. Akalat. Albentu. Lahman. أكلت, okay, أكلت, the first one, أكلت البنت, البنت is verb, okay, فعل or فاعل or مفعول, البنت, hello, البنت is فعل, فاعل or مفعول, فاعل,
فاعل, yes,
yeah, because she's the one that ate. What is قطعتان؟ Qitatan means two pieces. Two pieces. Got it? Two pieces. Okay. Okay. Now, for bent, it is singular female, singular female. Look up in singular female. What is the sign for singular female? What is the sign of marfu'? Dhamma. That's right. So it's Dhamma. So we say akalatul bentu. قطعتان. قطعتان. قطعتان is double, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything that ends with alif noon, basically, or ya noon is double.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, dhamma is what?
Singular, female.
Oh, never mind.
Singular, female. Okay. قطعتان. Okay. Is it correct to say قطعتان? Let's look at double.
Double marfu' is it's with a ya
and double mansoob.
Oh, mansoob.
Yes.
Double mansoob is
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be done.
Yeah. So what's the mark on double mansoor?
Yeah.
Mansoob.
It's qita'atayn.
You understand? You get it? Okay.
Qita'at yeah.
Okay. So what's the correction of this? Double is mansoob and the mark of mansoob is ya. Yeah. So how do you change this?
Qita'atayn.
Yes, that's right. Perfect. So, this is
qita'atayn.
This is wrong, and the right is qita'atayn. Pain is giving up on me.
I'm giving up on me. I can't believe you guys care about this stuff.
You guys want to go to Stanford and have like a 4.5 every year.
Yeah, you have to get this.
You want to go to Stanford?
You have to get a 4.0 every single year. Also,
I want to Stanford.
There's too many people talking to me that are
going to Stanford. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You're
ninth
grade or 12th grade. So it matters. No matter what grade you are.
Freshman year.
As long as once you're in high school, everything counts.
Okay.
You just get
F's
all the time.
Okay. What if I... Hold on.
I need
focus here.
I need focus on this question.
If I say...
I recommend away from Yannick.
You don't even know my name.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
If I say akalat,
there's two people on the roster and it's guessing.
Al-banat. Well, there's no time.
Oh, there's no time, right? Let's go.
Hold on.
Hold on, girl. Okay. You're rude.
Hold on.
You know who else is rude?
You.
On the top of this, on the top of this table, on the top of this table, this page is for nouns. This page is for what?
Nouns.
And the other page is what?
Verbs.
This is so cool.
Before you got
guys
it?
Leave, do you guys not understand a certain concept so that we can clear out before you start your homework?
I don't understand how you don't understand how we can care about GPA.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Dude, if I don't do one homework assignment, I'm not going to Stanford.
You're not going to Stanford either way.
The homework is there. Everybody can see the homework?
Yeah.
You have the homework?
One,
the homework is there, okay?
I will find you.
Give me your homework.
I already gave you I already collected the homework.
Data?
Yeah.
Data. You're not going to
understand. Okay, guys, don't understand something like,
yes,
if you got something wrong and you don't understand why you got it wrong.